You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investment. Happy Taco Tuesday and go ETH.
Go ETH. Welcome, everybody.
I'm just opening up always that way, like go ETH. We're going to talk about that on the segment, but go ETH. So we missed you all last week, but we touched our all-time high on ETH last week, 47.91. We break 4,800. We broke our all-time high. And if you all have been listening to us since day one, since we started back in February of last year, you'll understand why ETH cycles the way it does and why crypto cycles the way and the markets, what they do and why they do, right? What they, emotional, psychological, economics, political, like what affects the markets. And there's certain things that happen and it sparks interest and crypto comes back to life. And we told y'all April 8th when it bottomed out like 1200 to 1400 that it was on its up and that our target was May 5th and May 8th, all the markets came back to life. And we've since then gone over 400% on ETH.
Go not, ETH.
not like, you know, 10% return that you get in the stock market, but 400%. So if you invested $100 on April 8th, you would have over $400. Like if you invested $1,000, you would have $4,000. So yeah, go ETH. We're very optimistic and we're going to tell you the reasons why and what's happening in the market right now. It's a profit taking pullback this week. Normal. This is normal, normal, normal. And you'll also understand why when we explain later in the show, like why, what's happening and what's going to spur the next leg up. And always on a chart, whenever we get near our all-time high, it's going to tap it, have a pullback on profit, pushes through, it's on its next leg. Once we break that all-time high, we have so many opportunities. Right. So I don't want to, you know, do your own research, not financial advice. I don't want to like make any promises, but based on historicals, based on charts, what normally happens in a cycle, I'm very, very optimistic on ETH. And then you also know what kind of key players, we're going to talk about what key players are in crypto right now and the laws that are supporting it and SEC supporting it and a lot of other things that are going on that's very optimistic towards crypto. And again, do your own research, not financial advice. And if you're investing and you're new and you don't know anything of what you're doing, start with $10. Don't throw big money. Don't throw mortgages. Don't throw, you know, your stable payments that need to get paid for your bills to survive. It's your pizza money, your coffee money, your extra money, your spare change that's in your drawer. Anything, whenever you start any type of new investing or any type of anything new, start small, baby steps until you get a feel for it and you understand it. And, you know, if you invested 10 bucks on April 8th, you would have 40 bucks right now, right? You'd have four coffees versus one coffee. So we're going to talk about it more, but I'm very, 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 very optimistic. Again, do your research, not financial advice, but I just wanted to open that up because sometimes we like wait to the middle of the show to tell you the good news and everybody, you know, we fluctuate a lot and I'll tell you why we're fluctuating in a little bit and what the key dates are coming up because we have some really big key dates coming up. And so we'll have a profit taking pullback. A lot of people went into alts, which is altcoins right now, you know, and those ran in the last 2 to 3 days when ETH has its pullback. And then they'll put the money back into ETH, but you'll know why in a little bit. But first, hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's a great start. ETH's looking good. Everything's looking good. The market's hot. Oh, my God. It's a great start to the Tuesday, to the week.
So you know that like people are interested in crypto and the word's getting out there when you have normal conversations in real life and people talk about it.
That never but, used to happen.
Right, right. So, I mean, and then it's funny too, like I'm having conversations, like I don't tell people necessarily the details on how involved we are in it. I'll just go out in the real world and have conversations just to see, you know, like what people are saying. And it's funny because they're talking like old slang on Web3 from a couple of years ago, and they're new to crypto. So maybe they listened to our episode where we talked about all the slang that was in crypto
from a year ago.
Back last year. No, but okay. So I just wanted to open up on that. But first off, like I am back in California. I am very, very happy right now. I've been traveling crazy the last 4 months, and I just realized that the last time I'm where I'm at right now, it was on April Fool's because I like looked out the window and I said, oh, I'm looking out the window hovering in a hot air balloon above palm trees and water. And that was my April Fool's joke, but I have that same view right now, but I don't have a hot air balloon and it's not April Fool's, but oh my goodness, that was like 4 months ago. And the best part about it, it was, I'm losing my voice, as I flew in this time and flying in and coming into California and seeing all the trees below me, like that's crazy. You don't appreciate these things. Like you take a lot of this stuff for granted when you've lived here your whole life. I lived in California my whole life. And flying in, because I've been gone for so long, coming in and like seeing all these beautiful trees below, like all the houses with trees and the suburban area and the ocean and the water. And then coming in and exiting the airport and it's 77 degrees. I was so excited. You do not know. And having that like breezy ocean breeze come, like when you walk outside and the smell of California, like everywhere I go, everywhere has like this own distinct smell. I don't know. It's like beautiful. Like Greece smells like fresh laundry, and Italy smells like espresso and fresh baked bread.
Oh yes.
And then the Caribbean has like, I don't know how to, it has like a fresh laundry, but like tropical smell. So like everywhere you go, it has like this distinct smell. Like it's good. It's it's great smells. It's like, it reminds you when people were little and they remember their childhood and they remember like the smell of their grandparents making food in the kitchen. It's kind of reminiscent of that, like everywhere you go and when you travel and you get back there and you're like, oh, I remember this, you know, like all these memories come flooding back. But being back in California, I was in Scottsdale last week and they said that they hit a heat wave. So I flew into Phoenix. That was fun. We got stuck on the tarmac for an extra hour and a half while they checked one of the engines. So that was an adventure. But the pilot was so calm and made sure that everybody was safe and the plane was safe and it was comfortable while we were waiting and made sure that we were safe. And it was only like an hour and 10-minute flight. But they made sure that the engine, so the mechanic came on, checked everything, made sure everybody was safe. The lady in front of me, it was her first time flying. Oh my goodness. So it was her first time flying and this is what she gets to experience. So maybe she listened to our show and we were like, take a step out, you know, like just try one baby step, like try a small flight. And the flight was only an hour. And then taking off, there was a little bit of wind. So there's like a little bit of turbulence and it was her very first flight. But if she could conquer that, she could conquer anything. But flying in, I came into Phoenix and I flew into Phoenix and they told me that the day before I landed, it was 120 degrees and that it was the highest it's been since like 1920s out there.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? It was 120 degrees. Like Vegas has hot weather going into Vegas in the summertime has hot weather and the river has hot weather. It gets up to 122, but it has a little bit of moisture on the river. And then when you come into Phoenix, there's not really a water source, right? There's not an ocean or a lake or a river or anything. It's just desert. So it was hot, but it was beautiful flying in too, because you see all the light colored sands and the city is immaculate and clean and beautiful. So It was an experience.
Well, glad you missed the 120 degree weather.
Yeah, so the next day was like 118, I think, when I came in. It wasn't 120 exactly, but it was like 118. But yeah, it was great. And then I stayed in the Hyatt property. So shout out to them because they just took care of me so well. Like, customer service was top notch. Everybody was always reaching out, making sure everybody was taken care of. They're all warm and friendly. And I just had an amazing experience. So shout out to them. I say Scottsdale's Links, but they were amazing. So just a shout out to them. When people go above and beyond and actually, you know, like really take care of you, like the people in Vegas and the different places I've traveled, I think they should get recognized, you know, because they do their job every day, but they're making sure that people are happy. When people are on vacation, you go on vacation, most people go on vacation like 2 weeks out of the whole entire year. You know, and that's the only experience somebody gets to get away. And if you have great customer service and they treat you like royalty and take care of you, it makes their vacation experience even better. And they do this for their job. So it's great that they're trying to take care of other people. You know, I think that's important.
And extremely.
They get recognized for that.
Right. It's all about the experience and then the people that make it such a great experience. So if they're doing their job and they have passion and they're treating you like you're a king or you're a queen and you're enjoying your vacation and every little thing is perfect, then it's going to be that much better. So shout out to everybody who's working at the Hyatt properties and making it an amazing experience for everyone.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that, but I'm very happy to be back in California too, because Mexican food. Yay. Do you not understand how much I love Mexican food? And today is Taco Tuesday. So the first day back, I had tacos. The second day back, I had ceviche. I've had Mexican food 2 days in a row. So yay, gummy. But, and today's Taco Tuesday. I didn't officially have tacos yet, but yay, California Mexican food. If y'all are from California, you know what I'm talking about, especially SoCal. SoCal, San Diego, Orange County, South Orange County, LA, people know like Mexican food is just amazing. It's just so different here. It's just so flavorful and like amazing. But yay, Mexican food, that's the other thing. I've been working so much, it's crazy. So we're on like our last push, and that means that no sleep and working all the time, like working till 12 or 1 a.m. and then waking up at 4 a.m. or 6 a.m. to work with devs, because all of our devs are internationally based. They're all over the world, you know, so some of them are waking up when I'm going to sleep, or they're going to sleep in the afternoon when I'm like in the middle of my day, and they're all different, like all over the world. So we have people on the California coast, on the East Coast, Canada, Florida, Texas, Asia, Europe, South Africa, India. Like we have devs all over the world, and they're on all different time zones. And when we're coming together, it's coordinating our overlapping times to work together. And then they go off and do their stuff when it's their hours, and then come back and we try to coordinate all the things to make sure that everything's running smoothly and we're coordinated together. And we wrap up the bits that we need each other to help each other out on all my devs working on what they need to get to done. But it's the killer hours right now, which means no sleep and delirium. but what's coming together is just amazing. So that's the best part about it. And then working normal hours plus traveling plus working with the devs and going to market and AI and bringing out all the new tech plus the new tech that we're creating is just, it's exciting, but it's also, you know, we get like a 5 minute nap right before LA talk.
Kind of, yeah.
That's like, okay, let me see if I can just like take a tiny little nap before we go live. And we've been doing a lot of VCs, AMA spaces, podcasts, this LA talk. So it's been fun. It's been an adventure, that's for sure.
It's been fun. It's all fun. It's all an experience, right? Everything you do, if there's no stories to tell, there's nothing going on, it's not exciting, then And where's the stories in that, right? We want excitement. We want lots of things to be happening, to have lack of sleep, or to have the excitement, the every emotion you can imagine. We've probably felt it in this long journey. But yes. it's so worth it.
Right. Yeah. So we're excited. And also going out on tour and talking to different people about Dragon and the AI and the tech and investing, and getting feedback too. Like, I love hearing what the different perspectives are and bouncing off ideas and hearing from people that aren't heavy tech or traders or in crypto or in AI, and they don't, you know, it's all new to them. I love like having conversations with them to see what they think about before they hear about tech and AI and crypto and what's going on in the world. And then when they get a little bit more informed and then get curious and want to know more, and how we're able to clarify information and make it more simple and easy to understand. And the biggest thing, which I already knew this, is I'm very detail oriented and over analytical. And so when I explain because I want people to learn and understand and know. And I assume that, like, you know, a lot of people have the knowledge, but when it's something brand new and you don't know about it, we need to simplify it down a little bit more and then take baby steps into something. It's like trying to fly a jet plane and just learning how to ride a bicycle, you know, like you can't go from riding a bicycle to a jet plane.
No, that's hard.
Yeah. And then me, I'm explaining how the jet plane works and the propulsion and the engines and, you know,
the loft and everything.
And, right. And then, and they're like, okay, I'm just getting on the bicycle now. Thank you. But it's fun. So wait, one sip of water. Here we go.
Oh, need to hydrate. Oh my God. But oh my God. Like, teaching and learning is, and at the same time, it we're still learning too, right? So it's learning and finding out new information, and we're riding that bike and we're trying to fly the plane at the same time, and we have to somehow manage it too.
Well, yeah, but we have so much data now.
Exactly. You know? That makes it 100 times easier for us.
Right. So the thing is like, there goes my voice again. We've gathered like over probably more than this now, like over 400 million points of data over 3 years. And basically, if you think of any type of scenario that can be created, it's in our data set. And the good thing is you can filter out and cross scan and make a decision based on, like, hypothetically, if a token launches at a 10K market cap and it has this, and this checked off, what is the prediction of what it'll do? And then you look for similar contracts that look exactly the same on that token. And then the next ones that launch with those patterns and similarity, it marks those and checks it as, like, this is a high potential token. That's basically what it boils down to on what the data does versus a human. A human would see 50,000 tokens come over and, like, close their eyes and go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, this one. And then I'm going to buy this one and then hope for the best, right? Where AI is able to read 50,000 scans of a contract and then find all the similarities in the pattern within milliseconds and say, this one, yes, that one, no. This one, yes, that one, no, yes, right?
So. Right. And no human being, and I think we talked about this on the last episode that we were live, you can't have 50,000 screens open at a time looking at every single token. It's impossible. That's why we have AI.
You can't even do 100. You can't even do 4 usually.
4 like, is impossible.
You're trading 5 to 10 tokens at a time. That's a lot of work. You have to have like 10 charts open and know when to enter, know when to exit and stuff. So, but anyway. So that's what we've been working on, you know, just the simple little things in life lately.
Little.
So let's talk about the market. Market is, I'm very, very optimistic still. So here's the key dates that are coming up. The Fed is meeting mid-September. So right now, today is, it is August 19th. So we're less than a month away. We also have high volume at the end of the month, right? We have, this is happens across all markets. It happens in financial markets, stocks, bonds, options, futures, housing, everything. The middle of the month and the end of the month, which is the beginning, is high volume, a lot of activity because people get paid. Most people get paid middle of the month or end of the month. So the middle of the month is discretionary income. Most people pay their big major bills on the end of the month, the first of the month, which is their mortgages, potentially car payments, insurance, like the major big bills get paid on the beginning of the month. And whatever's left over is their discretionary income. Now, here's another key thing. When people get paid on a paycheck, they have their money split off. So they get their net amount, the money that goes to the taxes, and money gets put away towards a 401k potentially, or an investment or a savings. They're opening that up where you can invest in crypto.
Ooh.
On your 401k, your SEP, or your IRA, I believe. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but this is what I've been told. So money in the first of the month, the 15th of the month, not only is going to go towards stocks, mutual funds, and other investment portfolios that are tied 401ks, potentially crypto too.
Oh.
Okay, number one, more volume. Hint, hint. More volumes. Number two, they're trying to pass laws right now where crypto portfolios will be considered as asset potential for mortgages. So when you go to apply for a bank loan, car loan, or mortgage, and most people have their normal income, again, do your own research, not financial advice. You have your normal income, so you have your W-2 paycheck. You have your self-employed, so you have like your Schedule C or your 1120 on your corporate, and you get your K. So you get your income qualifies you for bank loans, car loans, mortgages. They're now including crypto as part of qualifying. So before, crypto was kind of like an unknown territory, and when they looked at that asset or that cash flow, they didn't necessarily consider it, but now it's being considered. So
now
that's
now we can get houses and cars with our crypto.
Right. Not only like buy them with crypto, but consider it as like if somebody makes a normal like $200,000 a year in just straight income, and then they have a crypto portfolio that has an additional $100,000 cash flow, they'll consider that. So you're not just qualifying on your $200,000, you're qualifying on that extra $100,000 on top of it. So you're qualifying for about $300,000. But talk to your financial planner, your CPA, your investment banker about what their guidelines are. And the banks will be adjusting based on that. But that's what's going on right now. Okay, so those are two key things, right? High volume, first of the month, high volume, 15th of the month. Money, cash flow coming in, discretionary income, people are investing. People know about crypto and the financial markets investing. But adding this extra layer, 401k allocations can start investing in crypto, IRAs, et cetera, and qualifying for mortgages, cars, bank loans, et cetera, on crypto. So those are key things. Other thing, banks are doing stable coins, and that's with the Genius Act. People are starting to do tokenized companies where you have a stock on your company and it's a stock, but now they're doing tokenized ones too. So everyone heard that buzzword and they're saying that they know what tokenized assets are. Tokenized assets are pretty complex if you haven't been involved in it, but they have a lot of potential. Right.
There's a lot of layers to them, but the upside is amazing on them.
And they're using Ethereum. We are using Ethereum on the smart contracts for tokenized assets, real world assets, smart contracts using Ethereum. Another key thing. That's another key thing, right? So we have crypto, we have Ethereum being utilized for smart contracts and adding it to tokenized assets and real world assets on Ethereum. Hint, 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 hint. BlackRock just sold Bitcoin. Bitcoin hit its all-time high last week of 124,000 and change. ETH touched its almost all-time high of 47.91 last week. We all missed you last Tuesday, but this all happened last week. 47.91. Now, think of the difference between ETH at 47.91 to 124,000. ETH is number two in crypto. It's undervalued. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. This is what I believe. You can believe what you want. I'm just giving you facts of what I see out in the real world. I think it's undervalued, but the price. So the fact is the price is $47.91 was what it hit so far. BTC hit $124,000. Okay. BlackRock sold off BTC because BTC doesn't move that much. If BTC, Bitcoin's at $124,000, for it to move 10%, it has to go up $12,000. It has to go to $136,000 for it to go up 10%. If it's at $124,000, it's an all-time high. For it to increase an additional 10%, it would have to go to $136,000, right?
Right.
Ethereum, at the when it touched its high at $47.91, for it to go up 10%, it only has to go up another $480.
The comparison.
So it only has to go to $5,200 and change for it to increase 10%. It was at $1,200 to $1,400 in April, and it went to $4,800. It 4X'd in 4 months. Okay, again, I'm just stating information.
Facts.
Like, make your own determination. Consult with your financial advisor, CPA, everybody else. And I'm just stating what's going on. Then, again, back to BlackRock. They exited out of BTC and they bought into ETH. They bought into ETH. We announced it, I think it was like a month ago. They bought into ETH.
Yep.
And then they bought into ETH again.
If that's not a telltale sign.
Right.
That something's happening on the ETH blockchain.
Right.
And I don't know what is.
ETH is, so ETH for devs, people who are devs or developers, software engineers, if they're writing up a smart contract is basically a contract that you're able to do on the blockchain that gets put out there, but it becomes permanent because it's on the blockchain. You can write up a contract on the blockchain, but you use ETH to do these contracts. You don't use Bitcoin. You don't use another type of coin to do contracts. You use Ethereum to do contracts. So investigate it more if you want to know more about it, about smart contracts, blockchain, and it's out of, we do it with ETH, with Ethereum. So you need Ethereum to do this, right? So that's another right. one. It's a key thing. So Ethereum is pertinent in those different types of assets. That's another thing. And then, so we have volume the 1st and the 15th of the month. We're coming up on a holiday weekend. So it's going to be Labor Day in the States coming up end of month. We usually cool off a little bit for holidays. We always say this, like the money in the markets, people spend it on vacations. They take a break. They like clear their mind, go away for a couple of days and then come back. When we come back from holiday, like, and we come back from vacation, Monday's a holiday and then Tuesday everyone's back. That's usually when we have volume again, because everyone's back on vacation from vacation. And let's see. Let me look at my calendar to tell you exactly when Labor Day is this year. It is the end of the month and it falls on a different day. So the holiday falls on September 1st. That's Labor Day. And then so September 2nd, everybody comes back in, back to work, back to the markets on September 2nd. That's usually when we have volume. That's also the end of the month, which means money's coming in. They came back from vacation, and it's also 2 weeks before the Fed meets. What did I say on our last time the Fed met. Two weeks before the Fed meets, we start to have volume. What happened to ETH 2 weeks before the Fed met last time? We had volume in ETH and it had a run-up. Again, this is Do Your Own Research, not financial advice, but ETH is on sale right now. Hint, hint. Do your research, not financial advice. I think if we counted how many times I said that in this episode, and if people were having a drinking game where they had to do a shot every single time I said it, they would be all...
They'd be on the floor already. Too much.
Right. So... This is pertinent though. Like we missed you all last week. We had a great week in crypto last week. Awesome week. This week is the profit taking pullback that normally always happens. Always happens. When you hit your all-time highs, we had green chart run up, right? Since April. I'm sorry, since May. Run up. Since May. 3 months of run up on ETH price and BTC. With some small little pullbacks, we've had our little pullback right now. Profit-taking pullback. And then when it starts on its next bounce up and pushes through its all-time high, it's on its next leg. Okay. Timing, though. End of the month, holiday. Tuesday, people come back. September 1st is a holiday. September 2nd, everyone comes back from vacation. Money is in the market. Money is going in because it's discretionary, because they got paid, and potentially because it's going into 401ks, etc. Hint, hint. It's 2 weeks before the Fed meets. So when's usually the best time to buy? When there's a dip in the market before the run up. What do you think today is? A dip in the market before the market runs up. Okay, so do your own research, not financial advice. Those are the key things that are happening. And then the Fed meets September 15th, and we anticipate at least a quarter rate cut. They haven't done a rate cut at all this whole entire year. Originally, it was supposed to be a half, but there was like a little signs of inflation. So they anticipate it'll be a quarter rate cut. We usually have a rally in anticipation. And then always on the rumor, so we're in anticipation 2 weeks before the Fed, when the Fed meets and whatever they say. But there's a lot of optimism in the financial markets, a lot of optimism in the crypto markets. And we're in for the long haul. If you're buying and selling on the ranges and you're trading on the ranges, we're going up and down and it has its range. So you would buy bottom, sell top, buy bottom, sell top, buy bottom, sell top. If you're in for the long haul, remember Bitcoin all-time high was over 124,000 and change. ETH is only 4,800 and it's positioned as number two in crypto. And it has multi-use and it's needed, and institutional and companies are going into ETH. And actually, we have a list.
Yes, we do.
You have that by, or do I need to pull it up?
I had it ready. I had a feeling we need it.
Okay, good. So name off some of the companies that are invested in crypto and how much they're invested in it.
We have Tesla, who has 1.36 billion in crypto. We have Block Inc. or Square with 1.03 billion in crypto. GameStop.
So that means that they're invested in crypto. They bought that much, and that's the valuation of how much the crypto is.
Yes, that's the valuation of how much the crypto is.
So y'all know, right? We want to clarify what that means.
GameStop, $556 million invested in crypto.
So isn't that crazy? GameStop. And so think about this. GameStop during COVID was like at its lowest and they were shorting the position, and Wall Street Bets got involved and brought it back to life. And think about how much GameStop has changed dramatically since then and how they pivoted, right? How they pivoted, all the people that were invested in it, how they pivoted too. And now how much does GameStop have in crypto?
$556 million.
So isn't that crazy?
I think they're just preparing because they know crypto changed them so much.
Right. Okay, go on with the next.
Next, Semler Scientific. $592 million invested in crypto.
Okay.
Nexen, a Japanese company, $202 million. Now we have a couple big hitters.
Okay.
Meta Planet, $2.14 billion invested in crypto.
Oh my.
Trump Media and Technology Group, $2 billion invested in crypto.
Oh my.
SpaceX, $980 million in crypto. The Smarter Web, $282 million in crypto. ETHZilla, $350 million. Bitmine Immersion Technologies, $5.16 billion invested in crypto.
Do you know how much BlackRock has? Did we put that one down?
I think so, but I actually know we don't.
Okay, read the rest of them and we'll announce that one next week. Because that one is changing a lot as we go along. That one
is consistently fluctuating.
Mm-hmm.
SharpLink Gaming, $2 billion. Bit Digital, $540 million. Game Square, $45 million. And BTCS Inc., $250.8 million. And that's just a short list.
And those are just the ones, they're just companies that are invested in crypto and what their portfolio is worth. And they've been buying in increments along the way. It's not just one lump sum buy-in, but they've been buying and investing along the way. And there's a lot of crypto stocks too. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. I'm just reading off a few. I'm not recommending any of these to anybody. We're just telling you like what research we have so you understand the breadth of the market, like how big the market is actually. So like Coinbase is one, it has its own stock, but this was as of August 14th, so I don't know what the price is today, but it was priced at $324 a share on the NASDAQ. We have Riot Platforms at $12.25, Strategy Inc. at $372, Circle at $139. Bullish, okay, that's another one. Bullish just launched an IPO, and they launched it last week. I had the information on what they hit on their market cap. It was like at over $1.5 billion valuation.
Oh my God.
I'm going off of memory on that one, but the stock was at $74 last week.
Wow.
So those are just a few. There's about 30 different stocks that are crypto stocks that are now on the NASDAQ or they're in the New York Stock Exchange. NASDAQ, let's see what other ones. Those are primarily the different exchanges that they're in. So I mean, it's not a small market anymore. It's becoming pretty mainstream. And we've been talking to all of you about it, you know, since February of last year. Again, if you're curious, go find out more information. You know, if you're curious, go look up this and see what it says. Go talk to your broker or go talk to your CPA or financial advisor. Find out your different options. If you're curious, you know, something to look into. We're just here to like give you what's been going on in the world. We've been involved in it for quite a bit. And so it's just something that we have a passion about. We're trying to educate people so that they can understand. So right now, ETH is at 4078. So we've had like a 10-20% pullback, which is fine. That's in a week. We hit 4791 last Wednesday. We tend to go up, like the way it's been cycling is that we'll run up on a Friday. We'll peak like on a Sunday. It'll profit take on Monday morning, go down a little bit until Tuesday night. And then after the show, we tend to bounce back up until Friday. So that's usually what's been cycling in the last couple months or so, like how the cycle's been doing. So on a Tuesday after we close, like usually after we get off the show, like 7 or 8 o'clock, we'll see ETH rebound and then it'll keep rebounding until Friday. Again, there's a little bit of uncertainty in the market, but that's just normal. There's a profit-taking pullback. But the key dates, again, if you're getting into something to invest and it's your first time, you're just trying it out, $10. Invest $10 today and then see where it is closer to after the holiday. See what your $10 has turned into by September 2nd. And we're in for the long haul. We're not in, you know, you can flip, you can range trade on ETH because it has a lot of volatility. So it's easy to range trade if you're an advanced trader. You can snipe it. Like when it hit 4,700, you might have sold off. When it went down to four, you would have bought back in. When it goes up to 44, you might profit take a little. When it drops down to 42, you buy back some again. When it hits 4,650, you profit take a little. That's range trading, right? You can do that, but you can also hold long term where you just invest $10 a week or $10 a month, sock it away, don't look at it for 5 or 10 years, and then come back to your portfolio and see what you have. If you're in, this is the other thing we want to talk about, this really key. So all of these crypto laws that are becoming favorable towards crypto, that they're getting integrated into the real world, that banks are, the regulations are, banks can invest in crypto and also buy and sell crypto for their consumers. You can invest in your 401k. I don't know if the law is officially passed, but that's what's going on in the market. So think about that. So long term, we're holding long term. But think about this. Okay, so we trade primarily, they're called meme coins or small market caps. It's like a small market cap in, if you're referencing it to a stock, a stock would be a blue chip, would be like Coca-Cola, Disney, all the ones that have been around forever. They don't move that much. They're pretty stable. They're companies that have been around for a long time. And so they're called a blue chip, right? Bitcoin is considered the blue chip of crypto. It's been around the one of the longest. It's the most well known all over the world. Everybody knows what pretty much Bitcoin is. If they heard Bitcoin, at least they would have a familiar ring if they weren't involved in it. Ethereum is the second one. So it's still like a blue chip because it's one of the top two, but it's just undervalued. Because it's only priced at like 4,100 to 4,800 right now. So it's undervalued. Now, altcoins are like Doge, Shiba, Pepe, Mog, all the small ones. Let's see what else there is. Matic,
Pepe.
Sand. Yeah, we already said that one. That all the small ones are called altcoins. We call them altcoins. So let's see, I can name a couple more. I think personally, I think Sol is like an altcoin because it doesn't move that much and it's still staying and trading in like a 100 to 400 range.
Then
It
yes.
doesn't move big movements and it doesn't have a lot of use like ETH does. ETH, you can use it for a lot of different things. Sol, you can trade for meme coins, but you can't necessarily write contracts on it. You can't do dev work on it. It's just like an asset. Like, well, you wouldn't call it an asset, but it's just a crypto, right?
Yeah, it's an
So,
altcoin.
yeah, so it's like an altcoin. So the other ones are like Cardano, Stellar, Bounce Token, AMP, Gala. These ones have been around for a bit. Polygon, they were trying to make a run on Polygon on Matic. It never really took off. Like that was supposed to be like the next Sol, and it didn't really take off. BNB is another one. So Doge, they just didn't. I think Doge just did an ETF.
Oh,
So.
that's big news.
So Doge hit 29 on July 21st, and it bottomed out at 19 on August 2nd, and it's at 21 right now. So it ranges a lot too. But it hovers like for the last year, the highest it's been is 48 cents. The lowest it was like on April 8th, which was like 15 cents. So it's ranging between 15 cents and 48 cents. So Doge is like an altcoin also, but they did an ETF on it. But it's also like well-known one because it's a meme coin, but it's an altcoin. So Doge and Shiba, everybody knows they've heard of it. Like Graph, those are the other ones. But meme coins are basically like IPOs of tokens. They're new launches that are usually under 1 to 2 years old, or they're even 0 seconds old. They just launched. Maybe 1 minute old. They're really new tokens. So meme coins are the ones that we specialize in, but they have a big range. They can go from a 10,000 market cap, like a 10,000 market cap, up to 200 million. So they have a big range, but they're also higher risk. So meme coins, think about it this way. If you have your blue chips, Bitcoin and Ethereum, those are your blue chips. You have your altcoins, which are kind of like your mid caps and your small caps, which is like Sol, Doge, Shiba. Those are like the mid caps and the small caps. And then the meme coins are the IPOs of all the tokens. Like they're the IPOs of the stocks. They're the brand new offerings that come out. And 25,000 to 50,000 of those launch a day right now before everyone starts getting involved and turning assets into tokenized assets.
So we're predicting that soon there's going to be more than that that launch a day, and bigger ones and bigger companies entering into the game.
Right. So not only that, but think of stock portfolios. When you mix up your stock portfolio, you put primary, it depends on where you are on your exit. If you have 30 years and you go into higher risk because you're going to get a higher return, but you don't need the money right now. If you're like midway, you would put more into blue chips and then part into mid caps and small caps. So like whatever your assets are, you would make them a little bit more stable and less risk. So when they're doing portfolios on like mutual funds, and now crypto is coming into play, they're going to do a mixture of these where Bitcoin is a little bit more higher risk than a stock blue chip, but it's the blue chip of crypto, so it's a little bit more stable. And then they'll put Ethereum in because that's the next stable one, but it has a higher range, but a higher return, right? So if Ethereum went up 400% in 4 months and you put 10% of your portfolio hypothetically into that mix, then it would have kicked up your portfolio return for the year. But it's volatile. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Talk to your CPA, your consultant, whatever. But they're starting to put crypto into portfolios. That's why I'm talking about it. These are all hypothetical. I'm not giving advice. This is just hypotheticals. But if they put in meme coins, and meme coins are returning like a 2x to a 2000x, and you only put even like 0.001% of that in your portfolio, it will have a lot of volatility, but it has a potential to add on your percentage on what your returns are. So what we're seeing happen out in the future and what's already taking place is they're starting to look at putting some of these into portfolio mixtures and into mutual funds, and they're starting to add this in. So again, hint, hint,
everybody,
think of the potential in the future. So if you understand what's going on and see all these companies that are investing and how much they're holding, and they're holding in the stable part of it, but then they're also will do a small percentage with a higher return, higher volatility, just like when you fix your stock portfolio, you do a mixture. You do the stable, the blue chips, the mid caps, the small caps, the international stocks with the higher risk, right? Same thing with crypto. You do the blue chips, you do this, the mid caps, the small caps, and the IPOs, which are higher reward, higher risk, higher return, but you do a smaller percentage of that in the portfolio to balance out your portfolio. So if that's the direction we're going in, then think the potential that we have. And this is what Dragon specializes in. So just close it up with that. Dragon. So you can sign up for dragonpro.app. You get your first month sign up for free. It's one click to access it, to see all these small caps and IPOs come over live as soon as they get launched. And when they come back to life, it'll be displayed with all the analytics, charts, everything you want on it. But it's a source that nobody has. If you try and find, screen out 50,000 tokens, you would be searching for 30 days on 35 different screens to find one token. We screen 50,000 tokens a day down to 100 to 200 top, and it'll display for you. And then you can see what we've been talking about all along. And you get your first month free, dragonpro.app. And then up to a $3,000 sign-up bonus that we'll talk about later. But you can sign up with your email, Google, or your X account and get in and be on when we're ready to launch and get that first month free and then see all these things that we've been talking about. But it's easy, simple to use. And now you have a source and a way to find these tokens that nobody else has.
Yes.
So go enjoy your week. Go eat some tacos and Mexican food. Appreciate where you are and enjoy the beautiful weather wherever you are in the world. Go touch grass. We all told you like to go make sure you touch grass and relax because we're coming into the hot season. And guess what? The weather got hot and so did the markets. But we'll talk to you next Tuesday and do your research, not financial advice. And have an amazing week.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.